It's 7:43 on this West Virginia morning. I'm Teresa Wills. This morning, we visit a school that's embracing trauma-informed practices to help students who are dealing with difficult realities at home.
You either deal with trauma or trauma deals with you. When it deals with you throughout your lifespan, it's impacted everything. It's impacted society, and we want to mitigate that as early as possible.
That's coming up in just a moment. This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. On last night's episode of The Legislature Today, host Suzanne Higgins spoke with Dr. Kendra Baugus, president of Concord University, and Dr. Mitra Martin, president of Fairmont State University, about funding concerns for higher education. In recent years, the state's higher education institutions have received several cuts by the West Virginia legislature, and there's concern that trend will continue. Here's an excerpt from the interview.
Do you feel higher education has been under assault in the last so many years? Dr. Baugus.
Well, our budgets have been cut almost 20%, a little bit over 20% in the last 5 years.
Significant.
Significant. I mean, any business that takes a 20% cut, that's a tremendous strain. And I think we hear a lot that we're not shallow enough. We're not deep enough in terms of cuts. We've cut to the point that now we're looking at programs and our ability to serve and have access to students. It's pretty severe, I think. So in a time when there are budget surpluses, it seems an appropriate time for a reinvestment in higher ed, and we've been very concerned that wouldn't happen. It looks like it might, and we're very, very thankful that that's being looked at again.
Dr. Martin, we've heard it been termed one of the low-hanging fruits. When there needs to be cuts or something needs some money, it's often higher education or Medicaid. How has it affected Fairmont State?
Well, it has affected Fairmont State significantly. You know, at the end of the day, Fairmont State University educates the most West Virginians in the state. 88.8% of our population comes from West Virginia, and it is our mission, as it is the mission of many of our colleagues throughout the state, to be able to provide an affordable and accessible, superb education to our students. As higher education, as you just heard from Dr. Baugus, in the last 5 years, at a time when over 40 states in the nation have chosen to invest in higher education, regrettably, West Virginia in the last 5 years has chosen to cut higher education to the tune of 20.6%. Those cuts are regrettably passed along to those who can afford it the least, our students. And we have to begin to put our students first. Most importantly, though, we need to retain our talent in our state. We continue to export talent, and an investment in higher education yields transformational returns.
Dr. Baugus, let me ask you, do you feel that higher education has somehow fallen out of favor? The governor did not mention higher education in his State of the State. He did not implement the recommendation of the Blue Ribbon Commission.
It's troubling that we've not had conversations with some of the people who have seen it fairly easily to cut us. So I'm not sure. I understand the need for all kinds of education, not just four-year degrees. So enhancing the ability of students to get two-year degrees, to bring people into the system who normally weren't there, I'm in favor of that for sure. But we all know that if you want to go further, you need a four-year degree today. You probably need a graduate degree. The requirements to be very successful in our society are much higher than they once were. Being computer literate, understanding all of the changes, those are incredibly important, along with English and math. And I mean, I just think we're not paying attention to the foundational elements of an education that really bring people up.
That was Dr. Kendra Baugus, president of Concord University, and Dr. Mirta Martin, president of Fairmont State University, speaking with Suzanne Higgins on the legislature today. Visit our website, wvpublic.org, to hear the full interview. The state faces complex ripple effects as the result of the opioid crisis. Schools are especially affected as they respond to increased numbers of children experiencing traumatic events. Many countries are working to adapt to a changing educational landscape, including Wirt County. Glynis Board spoke or visited Wirt Middle and Elementary Schools recently to explore tactics being deployed.
We're going to do that with the pockets. And the reason I have these pockets is because we just read what story? What was that story called?
There's a walk-it in my pocket,
right? We read that Dr. Seuss story.
Jamie Vinoy has been teaching kindergarten here in Wirt County for 7 years. More and more, she's having to learn how to cope with disruptive students.
I see a lot more students coming to us that are dealing with trauma, things that I could not even begin to imagine that they're dealing with at home. And so those things have to be addressed first before I can really fully do my job.
She's not alone. Many professionals who work with children in the state have similar stories. Educators are rarely experts in behavioral health, though. Many counties across the state want to adapt, including Vinoy's. Wirt County received a $50,000 grant last year from the Sisters Health Foundation to fund implementation of a pilot mental health intervention called the Whole Child Health Project. The grant pays for a partnership venture with the nonprofit Harmony Mental Health. Felicia Bush is the founder and CEO.
You either deal with trauma or trauma deals with you. When it deals with you throughout your lifespan, it's impacted everything. It's impacted society, and we want to mitigate that as early as possible and help people change the trajectory of their lives so that they can live the life of their choosing, not some default that was chosen for them.
Bush created a pilot program through her organization designed to address trauma from many angles at once. The idea is to support kids and families, teachers and staff, and also address a need for trauma-informed training in higher ed. Harmony does this by placing licensed health professionals in schools together with graduate students pursuing degrees in social work or therapy. Tyler Davis is one such student pursuing a master's degree in social work online through Concord University. He and another master's level student work here 3 days a week as supportive counselors. They have an office inside the school library.
We have pictures and activities and games and fun seating and a small table for working with little kids and coloring stuff and paint and all that kind of stuff. It's kids love the room, and we love it too. So,
the tidy space has games that help identify emotions and life coping strategies, as well as a corner hidey spot for kids who are in need of a momentary escape. As a so-called supportive counselor, Davis's role is largely to be there for kids who are expressing some need for attention or becoming what he calls dysregulated. He keeps a flexible schedule with kids who are signed up to receive therapy and also kids who slip through official channels but definitely need some kind of extra attention. He also works with teachers and school counselors offering expertise in helping kids who struggle with trauma. And he gets to work with parents, too.
Yeah, we love doing that. And that's, I think, what is so great about, you know, looking at the child as the whole child and not just, you know, the school child and not just the client. You know what I mean? It brings all aspects of their life together.
Wirt County Superintendent Mary Jane Pope Albin explains that the program provides her staff the opportunity to identify kids and families who might need to be referred to mental health specialists. She says the program provides kids access to mental health services that might otherwise not be accessible to them. She says the program has also inadvertently destigmatized therapy in asking for help. Wirt Elementary is applying for additional grants to continue the program next year, but Albin hopes legislation will be passed this year to increase access and funding for mental health services in schools.
I am really hoping that our sustainability will be a natural sustainability through state funding.
It's a little too early to draw conclusions about measurable effects of the Whole Child Health Project in Wirt County's public schools, but administrators are optimistic. They say academic achievement has improved, and they're monitoring other important data, such as rates of disciplinary actions and absenteeism. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Elizabeth, West Virginia.
You can hear this story and more this weekend on Inside Appalachia. That's right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting, Sunday morning at 7 or Sunday evenings at 6. North Carolina's Mandolin Orange have been guests on Mountain Stage four times since 2013. Here's the duo's performance of The Wolves, our song of the week, recorded in Morgantown with WVU Arts and Entertainment.
At my gate I'll always greet you, at my door you're welcome in. There can be no transgression as a means to an end. 'Cause on the wind the wolves are howling, open arms are closed in fear. Helping hands are clenched in anger, broken hearts beyond repair. And everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me want to cry, but I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. There she stands, tall and mighty, with her keen and watchful eye, and the heart of a mother. Holding out her guide-light. Is this a hard road to travel? This old rock from end to end. The sun, it rises on her brow and sets upon the great expanse. And everything's so great, can't get better. It makes me want to cry. But I'll go out howling at the moon tonight. Stands so tall and mighty, her gaze facing the east. And at her back our doors are closing as we grin and bare our teeth. On the wind the wolves are howling, she cries they're drawing near. Well, turn around, my darling, know the wolves are here. Everything's so great, can't get better. Makes me wanna cry, and I'll go out now at the moon tonight. Yeah, I'll go out now at the moon tonight.
Again, that was North Carolina's Mandolin Orange singing The Wolves, our song of the week. To hear this and more, tune in this weekend as we kick off a new season of Mountain Stage and celebrate our 35th anniversary. Coming to you Friday and Saturday nights at 8 right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Caitlin Tan, Jessica Lilly, Kara Lofton, Liz McCormick, Dave Mistich, Brittany Patterson, and Roxy Todd. Our news director is Jesse Wright. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.